Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Let's talk about observing just one Shabbos. On 118b, Rav Chiya Bar Abba said, in the name of Rav Yochanan, whoever observes the Shabbos according to its law, even if he worships idols like the generation of Enosh, he is forgiven. As it says, happy is the man who does this, who safeguards the Shabbos from desecrating it. Mechalilo. Do not pronounce it as mechalilo, rather pronounce it as machalilo. It is forgiven him. So if you do the Shabbos the right way, machalilo, whatever happens in your life, it is forgiven for him. Amar Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, if the Jewish people had only observed the first Shabbos, no race or nation could have assailed them. As it says, it happened on the seventh day that some of the people went out to gather the Mekoshesh Eitzim, and is written after this passage, and Amalek came. Because of that, because of the Mechalel Shabbos, Amalek came. And Rav Yochanan also said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, if the Jewish people would only observe two Shabboses according to their law, they would be redeemed immediately. As it says, so says Hashem, regarding the eunuchs who observes my Shabbos, and is written afterwards, and I will bring them to my holy mountain, etc. Make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted on my altar. And lastly, Rav Yosef said, may my portion be among those who eat three meals on the Shabbos. As Rav Yosef said, may my portion be among those who complete the halal every day. All great things to do. So as the Gemara points out to us, just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. The generation of the Midbar had one complete perfect Shabbos, but after that, it never really was complete after that again. And if you observe Shabbos the right way, everything else is okay, because Shabbos is the epicenter and is the focus and the center of our whole lives. The whole week revolves around Shabbos. We should be counting down the days to Shabbos, do everything in the spirit of Shabbos, as Beishame, Beis Hillel, and Shama used to think about Shabbos the whole week, set aside meat as they got closer, and Hillel would always look for the best type of meat to set aside for Shabbos, and if Beishame found a better one, he would use the inferior one and find the better one, different types of opinions, but always focusing on the Shabbos. And if we would just get those two Shabboses, the one Shabbos now and the one Shabbos in the past, then we could have the Geula come right away. That's why we should work so hard on doing Shabbos. It's an amazing initiative. The Shabbos Project has that in mind, getting the whole world to try to observe a Shabbos. If we all could do that, we could bring the Geula as soon as possible. So keep Shabbos on your mind as much as you can every Shabbos. Do whatever you can to observe it to the best possible. Get other people involved in Shabbos, because if we could get those Shabboses, we could get the Geula and different aspects of different things, not just doing the Shabbos, but partaking of the three meals. A lot of us always do the Friday night and the Shabbos day meal, but the Shalosh Seudos, the third meal, is the one that really takes a back seat. A lot of times people forgo it, people forget it, people don't always get to do it, and we should always do it, because that in of itself is also a way of getting it, because we want to bring the Geula Shlema. As the famous song says, just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Just one Shabbos, sing along with me. We have to do the Shabbos as much as we can, get everyone involved, everybody participate in the Shabbos Project, because if we can get that second Shabbos and we do Shabbos right, everything can be forgiven for us. It's like a failsafe, and the Geula Shlema could come, may it be, speedily in our days today. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 119 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.